Hey, what's up? It is Chris Reed. Tonight on the show, here's what happened. Actually, a recap. We talked about this being the most depressing time of year. It's what I read in a recent article, and some of you called in tonight, and some of the stories were just pretty much overwhelming. You don't realize what so many people are going through at this time of year for the holiday season, so I thought I'd put some of them together so that you could hear exclusively right here. Check out what one person had to say here.
Bottom line, it's stressful. For rich people, it's a cool holiday, you know?
I think anyone could enjoy Christmas. You don't have to be rich. I mean, yeah, as long as you're with people you love, I mean, mission accomplished.
Dude, look, I'm working. I lost my house in the hurricane. I work 24/7. I'm living in a 10-by-12 room so I can put my daughter through college.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think maybe you're giving your kid the best gift you could give her is an education.
I'm giving, but I'm not getting to see her. But the thing is,
yeah,
my husband passed away around Christmas. My daddy passed away around Christmas. Christmas is not a good time, but it's a lot of stress on people that are trying to do as much as they can for their kids. And I don't make a whole lot of money, but I put in 24/7.
Now, some guy called in and said that maybe Christmas isn't so depressing after all. Here's what he said the meaning of Christmas is.
Christmas is the best time of year. It's awesome for family, food, fun, get-togethers, resolutions. Just forget the past and start off fresh in a new slate. Can't beat that.
You know, I do kind of agree with the guy. It's sort of like a brand new beginning, and you're with all of your loved ones and all. Now, you said on this phone call here that Christmas can be depressing because of the kids.
It can be, especially when you have kids and work slows up.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't imagine not being able to provide for my kid during this time of year. It's got to be like a kick in the stomach for some parents, you know?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate so many people are going through that now.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, let's keep in mind the reason for the season. You know that saying, huh?
Yeah, well, see, this year, I did it smart. And I shopped in October when toys first came out, and then Kmart came to play.
There you go. Somebody had the right idea. I wish I'd have thought that way.
Well, last year I learned my lesson.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check it out. After she called, we got another phone call about why someone thinks this time of year could be really depressing. And she said it could be for more than one reason.
It may be the first or second holiday that you have and they're not there.
Okay.
You miss that family member. Number two, unemployment is down at a rate and we're going through a recession. And parents want to give their children a good Christmas.
So there you go. Some of the phone calls I got tonight on the show about why the holiday season can be so depressing. Whatever it is, just, you know, put your arms around someone, hug someone, be with the people you love, and not be so materialistic, and have yourself a Merry Christmas. From all of us at 107.9, Happy Holidays.